Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Hi, everyone. My name is Clay Tatum, and welcome to American Arts and Culture.
Hi, Clay.
Hi, Rod. It's a podcast about movies. Can you believe it? Today, we're talking about a movie called Dune, and I saw this movie with Rod and the gang.
I thought we weren't doing movies.
And we are this week. And I pointed at the scene, and I go, Rod, there's a worm in there. And he pointed at his popcorn, and he said, there's a worm in here, too. And so I kicked him out of the theater for...
So I didn't get to see the movie.
Yeah, well, you saw it. You saw it on HBO Max on your phone, and Whitmer Thoms is here. What's your weight at now?
My weight?
Uh-huh.
170.
Same as last week.
Yeah.
Classic.
I'm at 211.
What was the...
Because you believe in this walking thing.
I've lost...
Rod.
I've lost like 17 pounds.
Rod, listen.
What's up?
You need to jump up and down. Jump places. This walking thing, it's
careful
a myth.
What do you mean it's a myth?
It doesn't do anything.
Can you hand me
no,
this
it does.
Thing?
Huh?
Can you hand me this thing?
Walking doesn't do anything. Weigh in, guys, because I watched one YouTube
video. Yeah, I would weigh in if you want to see 90 pounds on the scale.
Walking, you could walk 400 miles a day, and it does nothing for you.
You physically couldn't walk 400
walk
miles a day.
40?
That'd be a lot, but I think you might be able
to. I did 10. The math the other day. Remember that I would walk 100 miles?
I walk about seven miles a day.
All right, and do you run as fast as you can when you do the
walk? You're not listening to
walk.
My story.
What's up?
It's a really interesting story.
What's up?
Remember the I would walk 100 miles, 500 miles song?
Of course I do.
I did the math. Take about 50 days.
Well, that's messed up.
To walk 1,000 miles.
To 500.
But then he walks 500 more.
Oh, yeah, shit. I need to go back to the drawing board on this one.
And is it him that's saying that, or is he saying it with his brother?
It's
this is
confusing.
My problem with these kinds of bands. Like, in Blink-182, are they agreeing with each other when they both sing, or are they just both going through the same exact experience together at the same time? Or are they singing from one point of view?
Right. Is it just... So when the Proclaimers write a song, they're twins.
Yeah.
Do they...
They're both singing the same song about the same girl.
Do they wear the same pair of pants?
No, they have different pants.
I'm sure they share pants sometimes.
Like one foot in one leg, the other foot in the other leg? They don't do that?
No.
Back to back?
And they're twins, right? You said?
It's a real missed opportunity.
I mean, I think for branding, it would really help if they wore the same pair of pants.
And they changed the name from the Proclaimers to the Same Pants Brothers.
It has a better ring to it, doesn't it?
It does. Really does.
Same oh, pants. Who are you seeing this weekend?
Same Pants Brothers.
I want to buy a ticket for that. That seems great.
Well, the tickets are $1,000.
That's too expensive.
Two guys in one pair of jeans?
Yeah.
How much is the ticket?
$1,000.
That's it? To see something that awesome?
Yep. I think my problem with that is they have to stand back to back with each other, probably.
No.
Oh, they're just
you're wrong.
Huge pants.
Huge.
No.
One pant leg.
Right. They touch tips.
Yeah.
Oh, but then they can't
this
play
this pair of
guitars.
Pants has two butts.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be playing
I'm
guitars.
I gotta.
That's all right. They have two pairs. They have one pair of pants on. Who needs to see a guitar?
But isn't that the whole thing? Is they're playing guitar? Making guitar music?
I don't know. You're losing me here, right?
Yeah.
I don't really.
Kind of folk.
But no, let's really think about it. Like, okay, the song Miss You.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mark Hoppus's verse is like dark stuff. Angel from My Nightmare. All that stuff.
Yeah.
And then Tom DeLonge, and then Mark says, "Hello there, Angel from My Nightmare." Tom DeLonge says,
"Hello there, Angel Pasta Noodle."
Angel Pasta Night here? What?
Yeah.
What the fuck were they talking about?
I don't know.
The lyrics, and then the other guy says spiders.
Where are you?
Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, where are you? I'm over here. How did that song go?
Well, the song should just end. That's where he is.
Yeah, we figured we solved the mystery, and that's what a song is all about.
Miss you, more like miss opportunity.
Tell me about it.
Okay.
So what I'm asking, though, is do you think that is for the same girl, or do you think those are a person, or do you think that's for two different people? Each point of view in the song is to a new person? Because I like the idea of it's Mark's song, and he's brokenhearted and about his dreams and all this stuff, this girl, his relationship. And then Tom DeLonge is just supporting his buddy.
Yeah. And also, it was like, I'll list some spooky stuff just in case.
Is Tom DeLonge related to Martin Short?
They should be. They're both funny. Would make sense.
But see, the Proclaimers, I feel like with that it works better that he's just his friend agreeing with him. The Proclaimers, they sound too similar. You don't know which one's which.
But I Miss You, that song, I like the idea of Mark going, I don't have much left to say because I'm embarrassed or I'm nervous. And Tom goes, well, let me help you out, pal.
Mm-hmm.
He says, don't waste your time on me. But what if he said, don't waste your time on him?
Don't waste your time on him.
You're already the voice inside his head. What do you think, Clay?
What's up?
What do you think about that?
Why is it Blink-182?
Why is what?
The name, Blink-182.
Well, it should be
like
Blink.
It should be like Blink 1999, and then they like update it.
Every year?
Mm-hmm. You ever think
they started in the year 182.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Rod, you're lying. This is the first time anyone's lied on the podcast.
It's been that long? Can we talk about my wartime duties?
Yeah, what about them? You going on any tours anytime soon?
No, I just wanted to get away from the lies.
What do you think?
Talk about some real shit.
What do you think of Biden and his new policy?
Of being fucking badass 24/7, I loved it.
I'm a proud Democrat.
What's Biden up to? How is it? It doesn't scare you that we haven't heard a damn thing?
No, I'm stoked on that.
Yeah, they're trying to get a new bill passed, but it's not looking good.
What's the
bill? Bill Murray's getting a little old. We need another one.
They're trying to kill him. Yeah, trying to kill Bill Murray.
Kill Bill.
Trying to pass him.
Part one or two.
I think we've gone off the rails here.
Uh-oh. What are you talking about?
We saw Dune, didn't we?
In the theater, AMC Stubbs.
I fucking love Stubbs.
Let me tell you, my Stubbs experience, I went and took my Pamela Anderson to impress her. They didn't have any food, and so we talked about that a little bit on the art for the artists, but then also none of them drink machines worked except for one of them.
What? So that? You couldn't get like a cherry Powerade?
Cherry root beer?
Yeah.
Powerade, is that what you said?
Yeah. I get an orange
with
Fanta
some Fruitopia
now.
I do.
What do you get?
I get an orange Fanta.
Oh.
I get a lime ginger ale.
Really?
Don't have that attitude at me ever again.
I do. You know what I do love, though? Mm. I love a orange vanilla Coke.
Yeah, I do too.
Ooh, that's cool. Like a cream dream.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
So yeah, I like that. Clay, did you see this Uncharted trailer?
Mm-hmm. I have no memory of it.
Well, they're like...
I do have a memory of looking at it going... Okay, let me guess. Is this like a National Treasure or whatever
that's what called? I thought it was, too. National Treasure reboot.
It's a video game. Uncharted is it's like a boy Lara Croft.
Well, I like that. That's what we need.
Put some honkers on a guy? Is that what you're talking about?
No. Like,
put some poly...
Lara Croft is like a girl, Indiana Jones, and then... This guy Uncharted is
Bobby Uncharted. Is that his name?
Bobby Uncharted is basically a boy Lara Croft.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
And he jumps on on stuff.
Yeah, he like jumps on crates and he has to find treasures and
Did
shit.
Did you play, ever play this game?
That sounds like Crash Bandicoot is what you're describing to me.
It is a Naughty Dog game.
What's that mean?
Naughty Dog means it's a game
that Rod likes.
Every time he unzips his pants, he says, Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog is a really good studio. They make a lot of very good Sony PlayStation games.
Right. Of course they do, Rod.
We're talking Jak and Daxter. We're talking...
This is like Rod when he's... Oh,
Crash Bandicoot.
Jizz Hut is a really good website. Have you been on this website? It works so well.
Which website?
Jizz Hut.
It's a really
great website. And Naughty Dog's a great studio.
Yeah.
Naughty Dog is a good studio. They make a lot of good games.
What else do they do? Spyro?
No, they didn't do Spyro. But Crash Bandicoot, Jak and Daxter, Uncharted, and then the latest one is... Oh, shit. What's that game called? It's like a zombie game. People loved it.
If you were a kid and you got some money and you had to invest it when you were 6, what would you invest it in?
Airwalk footwear. Actually, I don't know. I don't know where I would...
Sega?
I feel like I had a pretty good eye for what was gonna be hot, except for that one time I bought a fucking Zune.
Yeah, you were pretty stoked on that Zune.
People love their Zunes.
What was the fall of Zune?
iPod is just smaller and just like did just as much, and it was like less complicated.
Yeah.
Dang.
I really did like my Windows Phone.
In the advertisement. If two people are on the bus at the same time, and they both had Zune players, you can send songs in between. And I looked it up, and in the history of Zune, never happened.
No two Zunes have ever been within a mile
of each other.
Do they still make Zunes?
No, they stopped.
No.
That's too bad.
No, Microsoft, they went back to just mostly software.
They don't do no phones no more?
No, it's just mostly software now.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's sad.
I was late to the smartphone game. Clay was really early. Mm-hmm. Rod, when did you get one?
I was probably even later than you. Mm-hmm. I was happy with my flip phone for a long time.
Well, I started delivering pizza, and I had a TomTom in the car, and I was like, I gotta get this iPhone.
I really got good at my Thomas Guide.
Yeah, I used the Thomas Guide. Yeah, I was all about that thing.
I loved it.
TomTom, what the hell?
Yeah, I had a little thing. Remember when someone broke into my car, stole all my Shai Hulud CDs, but kept my fucking TomTom there?
Ooh, Shai Hulud.
Mm-hmm.
From Dune.
I'm trying to keep it all.
Oh, you're trying to go back to Dune. Clay is really trying to control the podcast, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think it's cool. I don't like to control this bullshit. Well, was it nice to finally know where Shai Hulud got their name?
Well, I'm glad that I was been saying it right the whole time.
Me too. What was it? What were the Hulud?
I don't know. Every time I hear something like that, and sometimes I think like I know how to say something, and it turns out like remember ES shoes.
What was it? S.
It was just S. And when I heard that, I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
I ain't saying S. What?
S shoes.
That's a letter, my dude.
Yeah.
ES just seems so much better.
Wait, it wasn't ES?
Our friend Megan Gailey's dad's name is Jeff, but spelled with a G-E-O-F-F. And she said when she was a kid, telemarketers would call and say, "Hi, is Goof there?"
Dude, I'd be like, "Dude, did you see that new fucking Geoff Rally ad?"
I would do the same thing. I remember seeing the name Jorge and being like, "What is this?
George?"
Yeah, just like not knowing what to say. Remember there was a kid, a Russian kid in our school named George with a Z at the end of his name?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Was he part of the school shooting?
No.
What?
There was like a... There was
you guys
a,
had a school shooting?
There was a guy that was friends with the school shooter. There was a planned school shooting at our place, at our school, and he was caught right before he did it. By me.
You caught him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. With a gun?
Many.
You had a gun. You pulled a gun.
I had two of those Tommy guns that you'd find in old noir movies. I had those because it's just what you have when you're a type of person like me.
I've been there.
And I said, "Look here, Jack. See?
Did you guys like Shai Hulud?
Is that a band?
That's a band you listen to?
Mm-hmm. I liked it more than anyone else.
Okay, because Clay's the king of Shai Hulud.
Well, I feel like I annoyed people with my...
No, okay. That's not what you annoy people with. You annoy people with a champion.
Oh, yeah. I love fucking Champion.
Have you ever revisited some of those guys?
Champion, it still holds up.
What about Blue Monday?
Absolutely fucking not, dude.
What about Looking Forward?
I don't think that was one of the bands, but I understand what you're getting at.
But wait, no, you liked Looking Forward, because I remember you showing me them and being like, I actually like this.
I don't even remember that.
No, it was like a high-pitched guy. And I always liked the guys who sounded like... I didn't like the fucking really tough guys.
Yeah, you didn't like Death Before Dishonor, probably.
Death Before Dishonor, oof.
Or Madball, or Terror.
I got beat up at a Madball concert. Out of nowhere.
What'd you do? Jesus. You're pissing people off again?
No, this has happened to me twice in my life, in fact. Where I'm just sitting, minding my own business. First time it happened, and it was in 8th grade. I was just minding my own damn business in gym class. And two girls, I'll say their fucking name. Jenny Nelson and Casey Heverline, came up behind me and whooped my ass.
Mm-hmm.
They like fully whooped my ass. Pushed me onto the ground, started kicking me, whacking my ass. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, wow.
I do remember that. Because that's when I ran and grabbed my Tommy guns.
Yeah. It's like, quick, get the Tommies. And then I was like, you know, trying really hard not to cry because I just got my ass whooped.
And then I shot the guns at them and I did the outline of their bodies.
Yeah,
I
did the perfect outline.
They were like, you missed me.
Scared.
And they looked around and they saw that I did the outline. I go, that was planned. See?
That was on purpose.
You're lucky, see?
Yep.
You better thank your lucky stars, see?
Yeah.
And I see these
two. I remember, oh my God. And then afterwards, I pulled out the world's longest Cubano.
Mm-hmm.
And I lit it up.
To them.
Oh, God.
I said, get out of here, see? And I tipped my hat and I lit the. Fuck, that was a good.
Yeah,
that was a good Cuban.
In eighth grade, Clay would wear just the biggest fedora you've ever seen in your damn life.
And you walk away and go. Yeah, and so I was like, what the fuck? Why'd you guys whoop my ass? And they go, because you threw a ball at me or something. And then I was like, well, I ain't even touched a damn ball. And then this kid Jimmy Avery goes, I threw the ball and pointed and said, you did it. Ha ha.
Damn.
And I was like, fuck, you just got my ass absolutely whooped.
And then they whooped
and then
his
they
ass?
Said, we're sorry.
And then
they're not
going
to whoop
and
his ass.
And then I was on the other side of the gym going, hey, Mumbo.
And he's blowing the smoke out of the barrel of his gun. No, they didn't whoop his ass because he was really popular.
Oh.
He's a well-liked guy.
Yeah.
And then me and Clay were watching Madball. This is, you know.
I was hooting and hollering,
Clay's
probably.
Really enjoying himself. I'm just going, what are these all?
I was probably at a crossroads.
Yeah. This is later in high school. And a guy just comes up behind me, pushes me onto the ground, and kicks me a bunch of times. And I'm bloody, dude, because I'm on the concrete at some music festival at Hellfest, or was it Hellfest?
Oh, yeah.
And, it was Sounds of Underground.
And you're like, Clay, where are you? And I go, hey, mom.
And then my buddy Tyler, who saw it, said, that guy just got pushed down by some other drunk guy, and he thought it was you, and then he beat you up.
It was Jimmy Avery.
Yeah, Jimmy Avery.
Jimmy Avery again.
Like, once again.
Jimmy Avery in a Bridge 9 t-shirt just kicking around.
Oh my God, he really would have vibed with Bridge 9, I think.
Yeah, but he just listened to Ja Rule or whatever.
He probably still listens to Ja Rule.
Ja Rule's pretty cool, though.
Rod.
You need to follow some... You need to follow
Actually,
Ja
I don't
Rule.
Remember Ja Rule. Which
you
one?
Need to follow the Ja Rule of that the state of California since they...
Remember Firefest?
Shut your jaw, that's the rule?
Yep.
Do you guys remember Firefest? That was a big deal for a second there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember there's two documentaries, and we all collectively said, one's enough.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe there ain't no movies been made about that yet.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Play. Oh, come on. I said be careful with it.
That was Rod, 100%.
I mean, we could maybe put this thing that this is on the ground.
Rod!
Rod, come on, dude.
Is that a bad idea?
Lenny was about to lay down. And then you got him all scared.
What did I do?
Rod, you guys, podcast listeners, Rod kicked my tray with my drink on it across the room out of a blind rage because Clay was making fun of him about Ja Rule.
Mm-hmm.
You know you did that, Rod.
I did not do that.
And then you said my dad's James Cameron, bitch.
let's rewind. Play. Hey, Rod.
My name's Rod. We should go outside and have show my wiener to people.
Rod, you can't be doing that. Fast forward. Don't run.
Yeah.
Wait. Did I say that?
Yeah, and then you kicked the drink.
I mean, I know we rewound the tape and we just listened to it, but I don't remember.
Oh, wait, let me rewind. Play.
My name's Rod, and this is what I would do to an American veteran.
What the hell?
Not the drinks. Fast forward play.
Yeah, knock their beers on the ground. Oh, wait, I wouldn't do that.
You're fucked up. All right, guys, so what's the best part about Dune?
The first 2 seconds is my favorite. I swear to God, the first 2 seconds in the beginning of the movie is my
crazy
favorite
voice.
Movie. Because it goes, dreams, and it has like the text of what he says, like dreams or the future is fucking bullshit, whatever.
Yeah.
I go, oh my God, maybe this movie's gonna be fucking weird. Maybe he's gonna be like so inspired by like David Lynch and probably do like a more visual stunning, but just as weird Dune, but like more conventional and story wise, but he is going to take a lot of risk with like weirdness, and he doesn't.
Clay, I thought you liked this movie.
I did not. I never told you that.
No, you said you liked it.
There's parts of it.
I think he had fun with it.
I had fun with it. It's just my one review of this movie is when I walked out of the theater, I literally had no thoughts.
Oh, all right. What about you, Rad?
I liked it. I've seen it. I've watched it twice.
You didn't even invite me the next time?
The second time, I just watched it on HBO Max.
Oh!
I kind of want to see it IMAX, though.
Yeah, I'm down. I enjoyed it.
So I just think my real...
I had a fun time. Jason Momoa is a funny actor. Mm-hmm. Especially in like something like this, where everyone is so good all around him.
He just like... He didn't exactly blend into the movie, did he?
No, he very much has like popular guy who wants to be nice to nerd... energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when he talks to Timothy Chalamet, it's like, all right, I gotta be nice to this fucking guy so I can get into heaven. Like that's his vibe.
Yeah. If this movie wasn't lit that well, here's another review from Clay Tatum. If this movie wasn't lit that well, it was just kind of like less than average lighting, the movie just like no one would talk about, no one would give a shit. Because the story is so like the dialogue and everything is so middle of the road. And the coverage, like, it's just like, there's no interesting shots that are not like, here's the world. It's like, whenever they do dialogue, they just pick up the most basic thing, and there's no, like, real... And I feel like my man, Deneve. Is that how you say it?
I think it's just Deneve.
Villeneuve?
Is it Deneve or Deneve?
Oh, no, Deneve Villeneuve. I thought he would be more, take more risk filmmaking.
I thought visually it'd be more exciting.
He looks great, but I just, like, I don't think directorially he didn't.
I thought it was good.
But I had a great time.
I had a good time.
But it was kind of more of like feels like a Star Wars movie than.
No.
To me, it felt you were wrong. Star Wars. Just felt like a real big, like a big budget.
I was like, this is not a movie. This is not a Star Wars movie at all, because there's not a little goober. And then that little sand rat came out, and I go, there's a little goober.
Yeah.
He goes, what's up, dude? My name is Little Goober.
But it doesn't feel like... Like, I also just watched the David Lynch Dune.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much, like, weird stuff, and it's, like, so off the wall and bizarre.
That's what I was wanting. Dude, remember when that guy had a pet spider that was the human mm-hmm. size? I was like, okay, that's exciting me. I'm excited by that guy. I want more of that. I was fucking on all fours. Like, I'm screaming like a pig, hooting and hollering for more.
What about big guy who floats around as all
And then
creepy.
That's another time that I was, like, hooting and hollering and being, but like, see, fucking... But it didn't... I wanted stuff like that
I
to happen
like
more.
I feel like in the Lynch one, Baron Harkonnen, the creepy guy, he has, like, all the boils on his face and goof. Stuff. Yeah, but he's a goof, but... I don't know. I think it's, like, a more visual... It's, like, a visual thing, and...
Yeah,
just like works better.
But see, you can't. It's hard to compare anything to the David Lynch movie, because that's just a movie that's meant to be like twice as long. That was just sort of butchered.
Wait, yeah. Rod, can you tell me? Oh, spoiler gang coming up. Where did the Dune? Where this Dune ended? Where did that storyline end in Lynch's Dune?
I mean, it's like almost. It's maybe like 30 or 45 minutes left in the movie.
Okay.
In the Lynch one, because it's like there's like all of a sudden there's a time skip, like he gets with all the people, and then there's a 2-year time skip,
mm-hmm.
and then it picks up the story again, which basically is,
yeah, if you don't want story spoilers, we'll fast forward to here.
Yeah, did we give any spoilers?
No, he and no, yeah, not really.
But so what I'm interested in, and what makes me nervous, is if like they do just one more Dune movie, how's that gonna even cover the rest of this?
Yeah, I wonder where in the book
story.
Did they stop?
I don't know where in the book they stopped.
I think that
they probably can cover it in two movies. I think that they've gotten pretty far.
I went to the thrift store and I saw Dune, because we talked about Dune with Rod before. He's keeping on trying to find the book, but he can't find it in the library. And I was like, hey, Rod, there's a Dune book here, and want me to grab it for you? He goes, yeah, is there any like used condoms there too?
Why would I want to?
I go, dude, you fucking perv.
They don't sell those.
They don't sell that stuff here.
Why would I want that?
So you can smell them.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, he's a thought.
But didn't you say that? Didn't you say that Dune takes place over like 30 years?
I never said that.
I
never
said that.
You didn't say that?
No, I don't think so. I think there's like 6 other books of Dune.
Oh, okay. So,
what do you think that spice tastes like?
Ooh, I guess here's my thing. I was just so excited. I just love the movie. I don't know. I just really fucking thoroughly enjoyed myself.
No, I had a great time.
I don't think it's a bad movie. I just think it's like a middle-of-the-road, boring movie.
I also like the thopters. I think the thopters look really cool.
Those helicopter things?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are sick. Yeah, but like the criticism... Even with the weird shit, I was like, you got weird guy floating around, you got
But I want
spider,
more of that.
I
want that to be 50% of the movie is weird shit like that.
I mean, I don't need 50, but I'd like to have like a...
Well, you got that in the David Lynch one.
Yeah, but the David Lynch one, I'm doomed out. I don't need to see that.
You don't want to watch the David Lynch one?
I'd rather just watch Lost Highway again. That's like the perfect version of that.
Of Dune?
Like, No, of just, like, having that, evoking the weird feeling of, like, eerie, uncomfortable, which I thought I was expecting in the Dune movie, because, you know, you could.
I thought we'd see maybe...
Don't cough right now in this political climate.
I thought we'd see more creatures.
Yeah.
I could go for more creatures.
That spider?
The spider
I love that
is cool,
spider.
But it's just, like, 1 second.
I imagine the spider will be in the next one more.
Yeah, why did they show it in the first place?
There was a
just
second
to satisfy
I thought,
me.
Well, because remember, is this too much of a... Can we talk?
Yeah, let's talk spoilers.
Spoilers.
So Dr. Yue, the doctor, he talks about his wife being like taken apart. And I thought maybe it was his wife.
When does he say taken apart?
I think at some point when he's explaining the tooth.
But he explains the guy says that I freed your wife.
But what you meant by that is that he killed the wife, right?
Yeah, that's what I always meant.
And that was new information for the doctor.
Yeah, but I thought that for one second I thought that the doctor's wife was turned into a weird spider monster.
I'd love that. Ew, that's creepy.
Remember the one guy had to heal in balsamic vinegar?
Yep. That seems nice.
That does seem nice.
Him floating up on the corner of the ceiling, that's creepy.
I love that. I want more of that. That's like, I want the majority of the movie to evoke that feeling.
I'd like some more psychedelic stuff in the visions. Make them seem like stranger rather than just kind of almost exactly what happens.
Stranger Things with the movie about the kids?
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense. That's what you would want.
No, just like a weirder... A
bit problematic, don't you think, Whit?
What about Timmy, our guy, our little guy?
In the beginning, when they show him and he's so skinny and small?
Well, he's pretty much like that through the whole movie, isn't he?
No, but they show him with his shirt off and he's so skinny and small.
He's like the lead character in the movie. He's supposed to be like 16 or something.
I think he's 15.
He's supposed to be 15, yeah.
I guess it's good casting. You look like a
He looked like a child.
Yeah,
I was thinking, so, but he's what, 24 or something, real life?
Maybe something like that. I mean, I thought he did great in the movie.
It does feel a little bit of like we're just waiting for Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet to like look at their phones or something. Their body language, they both read very much like Gen Z kids.
Yeah.
But whatever, I guess. You know, like, they could have tossed my guy Lucas Hedges in there, though.
You think Lucas Hedges would be...
Let's see what Baby Driver would do in here.
No.
There's like a thing about Timothy Chalamet where it's like, I have to pretend that this guy's like a badass fighter. And it doesn't always work for me.
I was just talking about this. It's a similar thing people were having to deal with Leo until he was in Departed. And then he had
until he was in Celebrity.
Until he was what?
In Celebrity.
And then when he did Departed, everybody was like, okay, we're convinced that he's badass.
Yeah.
But Leo was playing like Howard Hughes when he was in his mid-20s.
Was he really? That's how old he was in those movies?
Pretty sure. If he was like 30 when he was in Departed, then he was like probably 25. And
oh, wow.
Maybe a little older.
Mm-hmm. I guess he just also like in the other movie that's also an airplane movie. Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, yeah. That he's probably in his, 23.
Because he plays like a kid in that one. But he never... To me, he doesn't... Like, Timothy Chalamet like always reads as like a young child. But I don't think Leo really did in that same way.
He was maybe like 20, 21 in Titanic.
Yeah. And even then, I don't feel like...
Yeah.
I'm like, try this. Imagine Timothy Chalamet as a 50-year-old man.
Right. But his body's going to change like Leo's did.
Yeah.
That physique. Imagine like a guy like Leo. So, they say like Leo was the first choice for Anakin Skywalker. Leo probably would have been the first choice for this movie if it was made a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Leo's the right choice?
I mean, I think Leo could do it easy.
Even the fighting stuff?
Yeah, I think for sure he's probably more convincing to me than Timothy is.
What about my guy Lucas Hedges?
I think Lucas Hedges is probably more convincing as a fighter. Because he's a little bit bigger, right?
He's just kind of a overall kind of like a...
He's like more squared up.
He's also a little bit more of like an actor. Like he changes shit up.
What about like a young Tony Shalhoub?
Tony Shalhoub, Monk? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a great actor, but I don't think he can.
You don't think a young Tony Shalhoub would be a good Doom?
I think he's got
kind
of a Mentat vibe to me.
What about Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you croons in the movie?
He sings like old standards.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that this is not like a different galaxy.
Yeah, same.
This is our timeline, just way in the future.
Yeah.
So they could be listening to American Idiot.
8,000 years from now.
Yeah, so they could be listening.
They live in a world that American Arts and Culture Review
has existed.
Has existed.
I wonder if they could download it.
Do you think they've seen the golden one?
I don't know. They don't. Do they? I guess he does have.
This is like year 10,000.
No, why is it? I watched a video about why they don't do phones and TV and stuff.
Yeah, technology's been banned.
Why has it been banned, though?
Because there was, like, a big war.
Oh, it's like there's not even guns for that reason.
I think there are guns. It's just guns are ineffective on their shields.
Right, yeah. You can't shoot a bullet through their shields, so that's why they fight with swords.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And also, swords are just cooler.
Yeah.
If I had to pick in a movie what you wanted to have some people fight with,
I think remember that there's a bug. They invented a bug that can fuck you up.
It can zip through your little shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we learn our little guy's a badass because he catches the bug.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it can't. So remember the dad. It does. So it'll stop. He didn't have his shield on him at the time, is the problem. He left it over by
but
his stuff.
But it could kill you with the shield because it knows how to go slow. You can go slow through the shield.
Right. But if it comes at you front way, you just grab it.
But shit.
Break it.
Rod did the motion of grabbing it and shoving it up his ass. I don't know why you didn't say
no,
that.
No, that would kill me too.
Not if it wanted it. It wouldn't kill you.
No, it would kill me. It's covered in poison.
But what if it doesn't want to use your poison?
Just like the ganja bar.
What's that?
The ganja bar?
The ganja bar.
Yeah, I went to a ganja bar in Amsterdam.
You guys look like fools. You don't know the ganja bar. You
yeah. Didn't we go to a really nice ganja bar in Amsterdam? We had a really good ganja there.
We got really baked from it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What is
I was
ganja
like, what
bar?
Am I, a freaking croissant
that was the
here?
Needle,
I'm getting baked
needle
all day.
That he holds, the lady held at his neck when he had his hand in the box.
Ooh, would y'all put that y'all hand in there?
Yeah. A lady asked me to put the hand in the box. I'll put it in the box.
Rod, you love putting your hand in a box.
Yeah.
Rod found that part really relatable.
Yeah. I'll put my hand in a box.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits. A uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart. But entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef. Because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Yeah, that lady was messed up. She has messed up thoughts. She's
I like that lady.
So let me get this straight. The mom is a witch.
Yeah, Bene Gesserit.
And she and Timmy inherited some of them witch powers. And that's why he's got like some, these visions.
Yeah, okay,
she's
what
not supposed
is this?
To have... She's not supposed to have sons.
Did this come out before Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like he is the one?
Yeah.
And then like it was also like that power is kind of like the Jedi power.
Star Wars is very inspired by Dune.
Yeah.
The restaurant in Outwater?
That's like
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's like young adult.
The Mediterranean's like restaurant in Outwater Village?
Yeah, it's really good.
He's inspired by that? How so?
He went there.
He tasted the food, and it was so good. It made him write Star Wars.
He had that like little mango salsa thing that they have.
Yeah. Well, here's one thing I like about Dune that Star Wars doesn't do at all. Mm. It shows some people catching some Z's, my man. A lot of scenes of people just
a little snoozing.
Snoozing. I always think in these Star Wars movies, I'm like, these guys gotta relax.
Well, I think every
take
Star
a load
Wars
off,
movie,
fucking Yoda.
I think it takes place in almost just one day.
That's a bunch of crazy days.
Doesn't it feel like that's how it is in Star Wars?
Yeah, but that's a crazy day.
I'm always like, where am I going to see this fucking nasty worm? I want to see this worm.
But you saw it.
I wanted to see it more.
You wanted to see more worm.
Well, you know they're going to learn how to ride a worm in the next movie.
We already saw somebody ride a worm.
Yeah.
Y'all were watching porn during the movie, too?
Clay, you were right next to me. I wasn't watching porn.
What did our guy Bud think of it?
He wasn't too impressed by it, honestly.
What the fucking hell? I'm glad I didn't see it with y'all, because I walked out feeling stoked on it.
I mean, I had a fun time.
I had a fun time, too. I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
Y'all's downers, downer asses, walk out going, hum, hum, hum. There wasn't enough worms in the movie.
I mean, I just wanted to be weirder. More weird stuff.
That's what Clay said, Rod. You have to have your own take.
No, I mean, I...
You copied Clay. Copied his take.
Exactly. Thank you for standing up for me, Whit.
You're welcome. My take is that I really loved it. Clay's is that he wanted weirder stuff. What's yours take?
Go for it.
Mine is that it's a fun movie. It's a fun action movie. You should go see it with your family.
Okay, that's similar to my take. Yeah. So it feels like it needs to be different.
Oh, mine is that they're out in space, and I think that's really neat.
Okay, that's an interesting take.
Interesting. I don't know if that's true, but
yeah,
like they are out in space.
What do you think? If you could do spice, what does spice make you do? It makes you see visions.
You hallucinate.
Hyper intelligent.
Yeah, if you do enough of it, if you go into the gas, they can make it spice gas, and you can live in it. Turns you into basically a human computer.
With the beep, boop, beep, boop, and all everything go beep, boop, beep, boop.
Is that what those people do when they roll their heads back?
No, that's a Mentat. That's a different guy. I'm talking about the Guild Navigators. They don't show them. In the David Lynch one, they're like weird, strange-looking worm guys.
God, now I kind of want to see this fucking Lynch dude.
They slap it on.
Okay.
They got like
Where can I find this?
They're looking nasty. They got like a weird V-shaped mouth. They didn't show them in this movie. That's rude, really wanted to see them.
You've been being that sort of rude to say they look nasty.
They look nasty. If you look them up, they look nasty as hell.
Roger said under his breath they look like clay.
I don't.
What? Wasn't he also saying they look nasty?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say they look like
clay. That's messed up as something a friend would say. I would never say that
they
about
clay. They just look kind of nasty.
I choose kindness every time.
Then they don't look like clay because clay's a handsome man.
Well, now it seems like he's lying.
Look at this dune.
Look at this dune.
You know what? There's only one dune, though, that I see in the movie that they even go on.
Oh, I mean, the whole planet is a bunch of dunes. It's a sand planet.
My grandmother would probably have been obsessed with this movie because she is obsessed with sand dunes.
Really?
Don't ever touch the dunes!
That's what you should say?
Don't play on the dunes! We need the dunes! Because they protect our houses from hurricane. Get off the dunes!
Like a kid is going to like make the dune fall down and not exist?
Yeah, and you know what's the funnest thing ever is jumping off sand dunes.
Rolling down the dunes is very fun.
She said, don't roll down the dunes!
Wait, mobbing the dunes.
What?
Mobbing the dunes?
That sounds sexual, right?
That's when you take your four-wheeler and you mob the dunes.
Wow. Every time I
and you don't
every time
do
my
that.
Girlfriend takes her shirt off, I mob the dunes.
Yes, dude.
Thanks.
Yes. All right. So, what do you give the movie?
10 out of 10.
Is that no? Well, you gave it 10 out of 10 because you didn't really you loved it.
I absolutely loved
it. And I didn't really like it as much. I thought it should be weirder. I think 10 out of 10.
Yeah. And hold on. Throughout the movie, I kept taking my hand out of my popcorn bowl and just so I could fist bump all the people around me and say, "Baby Rakasha."
Damn.
What about you, Clay?
I just kept on standing up and going, "Can I get a yeah, yeah?" And the audience would go, "Yeah, yeah."
That's cool.
Yeah.
Rod?
Me? I'm going to give the movie a perfect 10 out of 10.
What was he doing in the theater? I can't say if on the podcast.
I was watching the movie respectfully. That's what I was doing. I'm silent in the movie theater. I don't say a thing.
But would you say anything under your breath when something cool would happen?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I just give it a little.
Kind of seems like my thing. My thing. Sort of
Clay's thing. Oh, then I give it a Buraka show?
No, that's my thing.
Is there a third one?
Yes, Rod. Rod, where do you go when we're doing the podcast?
What's the third one? I forget Jizz Hut again.
Jesus Christ, Rod.
I forgot what the third one is.
All right. Okay, bye, gang. This is it. Anything you want to say?
Oh, and then I give it a little boss sauce.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
That's it. 10 out of 10. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye, gang.